Shalom Rachel Rabbi Sabez Hashem, continue with Maral Tferes Israel, page Tzadi Aleph, share number 17, Perikei. What I'd like to do is begin outside, just to review what we've learned so far in Perikei, and discuss the machlokes we've mentioned between the Rambam and the Maral, and then pick up back inside of, on page Tzadi Hey, that's what we're holding now. The topic of discussion here is why so many mitzvahs, right? We finished discussing the previous perek, 365 mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs, beautiful. Why so many?
Why so few?
So why, well, okay. Why is it Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, to focus on that for a second is because we see there's a specific number of 365 corresponding to the Lo Yisa Asay of the sun or the Gidim, and 248 Mrs. Asay, the Ivarim of the Adam. So that's why specifically that 613 of the, we'll call it the Ovois mitzvahs. So he said, why so many mitzvahs? Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zaka Yisrael Yisrael L'fichach Hir B'lam Torah mitzvahs. So he said that the Rambam explained that why so many mitzvahs? Because if you do a mitzvah achas b'shlei musoi, one mitzvah in a complete way, you know what's going to happen to the person? He's zoiche le'olam haba. The person will merit olam haba. Why? Because, explains the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, because it's not shaykh, it's not possible. You're going to live your life doing all these mitzvahs, and you won't do one mitzvah in the best way possible. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs. And then the Rambam brings the Gemara, and there's the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis, to Miseches Magos Nachav Gimel, and the Rambam brings the Gemara with Rav Chanina ben Trajoin, where he asked the question, "Ma'ani l'chayu olam haba? What about me? What's my share? Will I merit the world to come?" And I just even though we're reviewing now, I just want to review the review, because I believe we spoke about this last time as well, that a person has to appreciate the sensitivity of this tzaddik who was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus. He asked this question, "Ma'ani l'chayu olam haba?" A person should never be confident and say, "Ah, oh, I gave tzedakah. Oh, I put it on tefillin. I did this mitzvah, that mitzvah. I'm good." And unfortunately, like I told you, I met somebody, and I think you said on the recorder, and I met somebody, and he said, "I do enough. I'm good." The arrogance is you could smell it a mile away. It's horrific.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's not doing more, doing less. Maybe it's only the attitude and the arrogance. Meaning, we know that people grow in their own pace. Maybe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more from other people is really an attitude and not actually in the Maisim themselves. Had the guy been less arrogant but said, "I'm trying my best, this is as much as I can do right now."
Oh, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's the attitude.
It's the 100%. The attitude. The arrogance. No, so we answered that. We answered why are there exactly 613. We answered because there has to be 365 that are connected to Shemesh, which is the Seder, that keep you focused. And we said there are 248, or the Gidim, which also keep the body intact. Without the Gidim, the body would be a jello, okay? And we said the 248 are pick up yourself and go accomplish, go do something in this world. That's why it's specifically 613. Off the recording earlier, we discussed that there are more mitzvahs than 613, but these are, we'll call them the main mitzvahs of the Torah itself, but there are thousands and thousands of mitzvahs, as the Sefer Milas HaTorah, I think we have mentioned in the past, discusses as well. So, what's the Gemara here? The Gemara that Rav Chanina ben Trajan said, "Mani l'chayu olam haba," and the answer was that the Tana asked him back, "Did you do any ma'isa mitzvah that you can tell me about yourself, that maybe you did that ma'isa mitzvah b'shlei musa? Maybe you did it 100% completely. You answer that question, I'll be able to answer your question, you know?" So, by the way, you see there's a source for answering a question with a question. Okay? Fine. So, there's Tanaim already here. So he said to him, "Yeah, there was a ma'isa that happened. I had my Purim money for the Purim Masu that got mixed up with the Tzedakah money, and I gave it all for the Aniyim." So says the Gemara, and the Rambam uses a proof that, you see from here, that's a mitzvah you did b'shleimus, and now you're ben olam haba, which is like, well, you never put on tefillin.
Yeah.
You never put on tefillin. I'm saying, like, you didn't make Kiddush Friday night. You make Kiddush Friday night, you know, Chassam Sefer says, deraisa, you become a shooter for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't keep, okay, that's a whole other question for a whole other time. Fine. Now, the Maral, as we learned, says, Ben Chilas Kavoy the Rambam, Hagadol, He disagrees 100%. He disagrees with the Rambam's approach, and he disagrees with the Rambam's proof of this case over here. And he learns it differently. And he says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichach hir b'lem Torah mitzvahs. So the Rambam, the Maral rather, he asked the Kasha on the Rambam, what do you mean? We have a Gemara Mefurish Rosh Hashanah that tells us that it's not just a mitzvah, it's not just an avera, it's according to the severity of the mitzvahs and the severity of the averas, that's how the scale of Rosh Hashanah is judged. If a person does mitzvahs that are of, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculation, of a higher severity madrega, then the scale gets pulled down greater to the right side. Talmud Torah connected, we know the answer to that. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Nothing to ask. Wow, what's the greatest mitzvah? Talmud Torah.
Rambam says in Esrei Mei Tshuva, it has to be Tshuva. It's the only mitzvah you could do in Esrei Mei Tshuva that's going to bring you back to Tshuva.
What's the great? What is Tshuva? What is Tshuva? What is the greatest aspect of Tshuva? It's Torah.
Really?
The greatest aspect of Tshuva.
That's Geshmak.
Okay, so it all. Okay, look in your art scroll, Siddur. What does it say about above the bracha of
Tshuva?
Hashivena v'nusar asecha. Bring us back l'sayir asecha. It says Tshuva over there. Okay. Fine. So that's more to discuss also.
Wow.
Now, so that's the Rambam's, the Maral's kash on the Rambam. The Maral's kash on the Rambam is that it's not one mitzvah that gets your ticket there. It's the big picture of everything. Now, it would be nice to see who and how comes to answer on the Rambam side. Once again, that's also for another time, right? But it would be nice, just like you learn any machlekes and the sugyas between the Rambam and the Ran and the Ritva, and you have the Kesef Mishnah coming to answer up on for the Rambam, right? It'd be nice to see how that works out. So if anybody here on the recording or in person has a mahalich, please let me know. So, therefore, the Maral takes a different approach. So explains the Maral. The Maisa that Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan came and he asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Mikisma, Mani l'chayil l'abba, and he responded, well, do you have a story that can tell me about you? And he told him about the fact that he combined his Purim money, Purim money means for the Suda, with his Tzedakah money. So the way the Maral learns this isn't so beautiful. The Rambam is also beautiful. The Maral learns like this. This is a simen of your mehalach achayim. Yeah, this is a simen for you. You were machmir. You, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, you were machmir when you had the suffix. What should you do with this money now? So it's not that one maisa, and it answers the question that the Maral had with the Gemara. The Gemara was that you have your whole picture of all the mitzvahs, all of theirs. So that's why he's a ben oil mahab. Why? Because it shows that's how he lived his life. That maisa is representative of his whole essence of chayin. And then the Maral continues to explain how you see that in the actual maisa itself. And he explained that what was the case? The case was his Purim Suda money. What is Purim Suda for? Purim Suda, he explains, is for Olam Hazeh. Purim Suda is for Olam Hazeh. The Haman, we're still in Adar here, they wanted to kill us physically. So we have a mitzvah to have a Suda's Purim. So we take money and focus on Olam Hazeh, obviously to do it in the proper way, and it's a mitzvah. The Aniyim have nothing. The Aniyim don't have Olam Hazeh. So when he took the Olam Hazeh dika money for the Suda's Purim and he put it with the money for the Aniyim, in essence what he's showing is he's an Olam Haba dika Yid, because he's taking his Olam Hazeh and he's putting it aside for the Aniyim for Olam Haba. That's how the Maral is viewing this. So beautiful. Okay? Everybody, good with that, right? Okay. So that's how the Maral, and that's where we left off, as to understanding that machlok is between the Rambam and the Maral. Now we pick up, we're on page Tzadi Aleph, on the right column. Now, the question is, it's the second line, the Chozer Kushyun L'mekoyimu, right, the second line of the page. The Maimar Meforsim, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, L'fi Chachir V'lem Mitzvah. So if you on the recording are asking, well, but you didn't answer the question yet. then you're doing good. If you have that problem, you're doing good. You know who else has a problem? The Maral. The Maral says, we didn't answer the question. So why did Hashem give us so many mitzvahs? Vani oimer. Kiloi kasha klal. Okay, no kasha. Good. Why is it not a kasha? We're not finished. Why is it not a kasha? Kimashi Yisrael hei muchanim el ha-toyro. Now he's going to go through a mahalich. The first answer I'll say to this question is as follows. Kimashi Yisrael hei muchanim el ha-toyro. By definition of a person being a yid, whether he was born because his mother is Jewish or because he is a ger, he's a yid. Once he's a yid, he is muchan el ha-toyro. He is connected. He's in the zone. He's prepared for limud ha-toyro. He madrego b'fnei atzmo. It's a whole different level, a whole different world, as he comes now to elaborate. This that we are muchan el ha-toyro, and I have an aside over here. Apparently, I wrote this note around 25 years ago, that the teva of Klal Yisrael is to learn Torah. In other words, the word teva is a dangerous word because Klal Yisrael doesn't have teva. There's a whole Svar HaSemes on this. But what he means is our nature, we are muchan. We are muchan. We are connected to Limud Torah. You know, sometimes people, like, their life is baseball. Their life is whatever Olam HaZadik thing, it is here in this world. That's their life. And unfortunately, sometimes if something happens to them in that field, they look at it, like, what's life worth living? What do I have for life? A yid, by definition, he's muchan el ha-toyro, and to do mitzvahs. The Ummas HaOlam have a snagdus to Torah mitzvahs. Okay, so that's in the DNA of a yid, it's Torah mitzvahs. And by the way, that's why also, even though we're in Adar now, we'll discuss for a second why the Yevanim were so antagonistic to Klal Yisrael. Because they were the spitz opposite of a yid, to the highest madrega. We are muchan the Torah mitzvahs, and they are muchan 100% to the physical, yafta lakim yefes, to the beauty of this world. So whatever Olam Hazeh has to offer, so the Yevanim take it to the highest degree. And that's Yedua. And therefore, when you see someone who's doing the opposite of you, even though you're not saying, I'm doing the right thing, they feel that Klal Yisrael is saying, we're doing the right thing, you're doing the wrong thing. And in essence, if they really think of what they were doing, it was really the wrong thing, which is not for now. He says further, "V'nasim lehem ma'at mitzvus." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have only given us a few mitzvus, lo yehoyu hazchus shelehem kol kach k'mo sheyesh lehem zuchus b'ma sheyesh lehem toyer sheyesh ba mitzvus harve. Our zuchuyos would not be as many if we would have had a few mitzvus, as opposed to if we have a lot. V'im lo yehoyu ma'ilas Yisrael. And if our makeup, our spiritual creation, was not that we were designated and connected to the Torah mitzvahs, so then how do you say that Rachman Litzlan, people who died, little children at a young age, how do you say that they're designated Olam Haba? What was their zchus? You know what their zchus was? They were born as a yid. Ah, well, they inuhu b'mashehem ha'am sheyesh lam Torah, muchanim l'Torah mitzvahs. That's the key. We are muchan l'Torah mitzvahs. What are the umas oylem muchan to? Not Torah mitzvahs. Oylem hazeh. Mishvil hachanos l'Torah yiskul chayilam haba. Because of their hachana l'tayra, because of the mere fact they're created for this mitzias, that's why they have an oylem haba. If you take a look, let's just finish the sentence over here. He says, "V'chein Chas v'shom loymar shanachnu b'nei golus. Ve'elanu yecholim, turning the page to Tzadi Beis, l'kayim harbe mitzvahs. Don't say, you know what, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So you know how many mitzvahs we have today? Ani yishen of libi er. Er is ayin reish. 270. We have 270 mitzvahs today. Don't say, because we only have 270 mitzvahs, shaloi yelonu chelik ba'oitzen mitzvahs shanuchel l'kayim, that we won't have a chelik in those mitzvahs that we can't do. Chas v'sholom loymar davar kazeh. Don't say that because we can't do the mitzvahs, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we have no chelik in those mitzvahs. Chas v'sholom loymar davar kazeh. L'mayit mishleimus hadayvus shemesu. To take away from those generations that don't have it. Avamash onu b'nei Torah. But this that we are b'nei Torah. Ve'yesh lanu hachono el ha-Torah. Yesh lanu schar b'chol ha-Torah kula. V'dorg zeh barur. V'izbar dover zeh barichus bezat Hashem. He says this is clear. Okay, I hope it's clear. And he says we're going to elaborate this further. A couple of things. Number one, the Chavetz Chaim says as follows. The Chavetz Chaim says like this. Could be we mentioned this on this topic in Morel. A few shurim earlier. If Mashiach would come tomorrow, it's nighttime here, so we're not coming here, but okay, at night. Okay, Mashiach would come tomorrow morning. But you didn't, let's say, finish Shas for the 37th time, right? 37th, right? That's what we're up to? 36? Mm-hmm. Right? So the person might feel like, well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for Mashiach to come. Because I still have to learn Kol Torah Kula. I'm not Ruchayim Kinyaski. This explains the Chavetz Chaim. No problem. You know why? Because you want to learn Kol Torah Kula. And since you want to learn Kol Torah Kula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you were saying earlier, He knows your Machshava. He knows, as opposed to, let's say, that arrogant attitude before, we mentioned about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you want Kol Torah Kula. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you're going to get Kol Torah Kula. Isn't that amazing? Your rotzen, your desire, is to understand Kol Torah Kula, is to know. It's not just and you say that and you kick up your shoes off the couch and then you sip the tea like that. No, you're trying. You're working on it. Here he's saying a different point to Maral. The Maral is saying that your physical makeup is muchan el Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, the Kosh Baruch Hu rotzen l'zakos Yisrael. He gave you so many Torah mitzvahs. By definition of that, you are a ben oylem haba. Let's take a look at number 30. Oydis shiyisol ruim la oylem haba. In the bottom of the previous page, af lo yasiyas mitzvahs, even without doing mitzvahs. Number 30. So he says, take a look by Pirkei Avos. He says, ki ro chachmi adar golus Yisrael v'tzorusum tzorusum ba'irach golus, the tzorus in the length of the golus hamar ha'aruch hazeh v'kavu devarim elu. So that's why he says. This Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Eishim Chelek Olam Haba, which really is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in the Perek Chelek, was placed in Perek Yavos. Why? To give us Chizuk. L'nachem Oysom Alibam V'yedu Ma'alosim HaGadol HaLyoyna. To give us a Nechama that we're going to say Kol Yisrael Eishim Chelek Olam Haba. And we start Perek Yavos soon after Pesach. And therefore, we should know, you are so great, you are so powerful, no matter the fact that you're being oppressed and you're being attacked throughout the generations. Yes, the nations of the world, that they're rejoicing at their success and their wealth, explains the Maral in Pirkei Avos, that Klai Yisrael will be rejoicing because we know we have, to use the expression, the last laugh. Hatzlachosim ha'achreinu. Lefichach, seida dvaram eilu zeh rezeh, tchilo kol Yisrael Yishem chedok lo ilam haba. First, it's kol Yisrael Yishem chedok lo ilam haba. Uvein zeh schar mitzvah klal. That's not the schar of the mitzvah. That's just a fact. That's a reality. Rak mitzad etzem briyusam. You were created as a yid. You were created as a yid. Shabbar Hashem is Baruch Yisrael. As we say in Pirkei Avos, it says, Neitzer, the creation of Matoy, of my handiwork, Masi Yodah L'Sparah, of my handiwork, you are my creation. Ki b'ma, turn the page, Shehei Masi Yodav, Yish b'm ha'mayla l'yoyno, l'kach zoichin l'oylem haba. You ever go to like a tish, or you go to a Rosh Hashiva, and everybody's waiting, all of a sudden you see this little kid, he's just like pushing his way through. It goes all the way straight up. And you wonder like, who is that kid? Again, it's get your turn to go up there. You see, it's the grandson of Rashi. Right? That's it. The mere fact is his grandfather. He just goes straight in. We can't do that. It's not our grandfather. In this regard, he's our father. The mere fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us as a Yid, or if a person is a Ger, now he is a Yid, he has that chelik. End of conversation. That's what the Maral is telling us. What this should tell every single Yid, you should feel amazing. You have something that no one can buy. The whole Ummah, the whole entire world, no matter how wealthy the billionaires are, they can't buy it. You want to become a Yid, that's a different story. You could join the best team in the world. I just saw Bar Mitzvah Bachar. I told him, you just joined the best team. Obviously, he was a Yid before that. But he now became Mechuyev Mitzvahs. You are part of the best team. This is the best team right here. Right? Sometimes people put on a Phillies cap, a Yankees cap, whatever it might be. We put on our cap. And we show we're part of the best team. Let's continue. Va'al zeh. Back on page 70 base. Second in the right column. Va'al zeh amar rechanina ben devarov ki rosa kash baruch hu lezakai says Yisrael. And that's why rechanina, that's what he means when he says kash baruch hu want to ben zaka es Yisrael l'ficha chir b'lam Torah mitzvahs. That's why he gave us so many Torah mitzvahs. Because we're designated, we're prepared for so many mitzvahs, and that is a chelak loyim haba. V'zeu zuchus Yisrael kasher yesh leim mitzvahs harbe biyoyser lekach schorim godol yoyser, and that is our zuchus, that is our merit for the fact that we can have so many mitzvahs, and therefore our reward can also be great. V'ayikshelecha, don't ask the following question because it does make sense. He says, obviously that's his way of talking. You could ask the question. But he says it's not a kasha. The following is not a kasha. Val yikshelecho soif soif yescharem yoytzeves seidim. Very nice. So you have so many mitzvahs. You know what could happen also? You could have so many avers also. It's a very good question. I mean, all right. It's a very good topic we have to clarify. Shem lo yikayim roiv hatoyro yerosha. Rachman letzlon. The person has all these mitzvahs. He doesn't put on tefillin, like you said earlier. Doesn't say Shema. You know what happens? A person doesn't make a bracha. Who was one of the worst people that ever lived? Says the Mishnah. One of the worst people that ever lived, says the Mishnah Sanhedrin, the same Mishnah, by the way. Call Yisrael Hashem Chedak Loilam Haba. And the Mishnah says over there, Ve'elu She'ein Lehem Chedak Loilam Haba. And Yeravim Ben Avot is in that Mishnah. Yeravim Ben Avot is of the worst people that ever lived. By the way, I feel compelled to tell you something that I've seen from the Ramak HaKadosh, from Moshe Kedavar, because I keep on saying something, but he was one of the worst people that ever lived, right? Which is true. Okay. Yeah, Yeravim ben Avot was a person who not only did he do avodah zarah, he was chayti umachti. He made klai Yisrael. He encouraged others to do avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is the worst avera. Is the worst avera. So I saw from the Ramak HaKadosh like this: the mere fact that the Mishnah lists these people as the worst people, as the ones who do not have a chelak l'olam haba, says the Ramak HaKadosh, that gives them a kapara and they have a chelak l'olam haba. This is the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kedavar.
Because how?
I'm just telling what the words. He says that eternal embarrassment of being listed in the Mishnah, that gives them the kapara. I once saw this in a sefer. I've looked for it numerous times since then. I know approximately which 100 pages it might be in. I haven't found it again, but it's there. Okay. Putting that aside.
Wow.
But he's asking the question. The question is that Lefi Roiv Haveris, he can do a lot of Haveris. And we mentioned, why does Yeravim ben Avot, we mentioned example, Yeravim ben Avot, he's a Rasha, right? And we said, who is this Yeravim ben Avot? The Gemara in Brachas Lamehemet Beis mentions that if a person doesn't make Brachas, he is a Chavar, a friend of Yeravim ben Avot. He's a friend of Yeravim ben Avot. So, that could also be a bad thing that a person does, and he's now in the category called a Rasha like Yeravim. So that's a concern over here. We're concerned that maybe you don't do the mitzvahs, the person will be a Rasha. Ze'enoi. Says the Maral, that's not a problem. We're not concerned that If there's so many mitzvahs, that's great. You have a lot of reward, but you also have opportunity to do some averus. We're not concerned with this. Why not? Ze'inoi, the safe, safe. Marviach bezal yedei sheyesh lo yachono el ha-teira. Sheyesh bo mitzvahs harbi. Because the person's going to benefit. What is he going to benefit? He's going to benefit from the mere fact that he has, this is a focused key word here, the hachono el ha-teira. Sheyesh bo mitzvahs harbi. Ki ha-davar ha-zeh she'ashu she'kayim ha-mitzvahs. Because if you have the opportunity to do mitzvahs on one side of the scale, then you have on the other side of the scale, you have an opportunity not to do mitzvahs. You have the chira chafshis, free choice. So that the morale is calling davar hashakol. It's 50-50. You could do mitzvahs, you could do averus. But you know what's machriya? This that you are muchon el ha-teira. You are, you know what they'll call? They'll call it, you're very talented. You're talented. You are talented. Every yid has to look himself in the mirror and say, I am, oh, there was a mirror there for a second, right? It was over there, right? And say, I am talented. You hear what the morale, let's understand, let's first of all appreciate two things. One, number one, what the morale is telling us. And number two, that when we appreciate what the morale is telling us, there is no room for a person feeling down in life. You should feel, I'll use a word, awesome about yourself. You should feel amazing about yourself. You should feel like you're the most important thing in the world.
I feel amazing.
You feel amazing, great. Why? So first let's understand over here. You have, on one scale, you have the opportunity to do mitzvahs. On the other scale, you have the opportunity to do, possibility of doing free choice of doing averus. Says, what's the davar hashokah, what's machriya? That you are created, you are a yid. You are davar zeh machriya mashu muchan el ha-teira shel riboy mitzvahs. You have the opportunity to do so many mitzvahs. Davar zeh hu zchus gadol moed. And this is a tremendous chus. Therefore, when you look in the mirror, and this person might have those talents that are greater than me, you can play music, I'm tone deaf. You can do all those things, I can't do that. Each person has this riboy zchus, his muchan el ha-mitzvahs. You know what that means? That means he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't get greater than that. It is a big responsibility. And in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, he talks about the big responsibility. And if a person understands it properly, he might get a little scared sometimes. You know what? It's not a bad thing for a mature person to get a little scared sometimes and realize, you know what? This is serious. Putting tefillin on the right spot is something serious. Not to take it kal, not to take it lightly. It is. It's the mitzvah of Hashem. You know, excuse me for the marshal, you know, but when you have how many hundreds of millions of dollars...
It's not a catch. It is a catch. His foot was on the line. You bobbled the ball.
Did the ball go in the hoop before right. The buzz or right. Not the buzz? Right. We're talking right. About hundreds of millions...
Billions.
In billions, whether they win the game or not. Okay.
How do you talk about it? Did he maintain control after the catch, Boris.
Before he fell on the ground.
Did his knee touch the ground?
This is in the Umma Sa'ilam. This is a marshal.
I wish it was the Umma Sa'ilam.
Okay.
You lost me there.
Okay, that was a marshal. It was a marshal.
It was a sport in Russia. It was famous in Russia. You wouldn't know.
Okay. Continues the morale. The Dover Zay is Bayer Lekamon. That we are muchon to the mitzvahs, which he's been focusing on the past few paragraphs. Now, even if, let's say, the Yetzirah is a very important insight now. The Yetzirah comes and encourages us, and we fail, and we do an aveira. We are still intrinsically muchon el ha-teira. That's why the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin of Tzadi. Tzadi, by the way, is not by mistake. Tzadi is what? What letter is Tzadi? Tzadik. Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chayel Kol Amad. Sanhedrin of Tzadi. Being judged, you're a Tzadik. Okay? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chayel Kol Oilam Haba. V'nei hachanosim el ha-teira. V'yoyisim yizeh amru. Furthermore, even more so, he says, in Sanhedrin Daf Kufir Aleph from the base, Sha'afilu Kotten Shenoilot, Yesh Lechelek Loilam Haba. Even a child that's born, he has a Chelek Loilam Haba. Why is the Maharal bringing that in here? That's a very nice, beautiful point. No, that's not what he's saying. He's emphasizing his point because you're born as a Yid, that means you're Muchen El HaTorah. What's he coming to answer? Let's remind us, connect the dots, let's remind ourselves. You have so many mitzvahs, you could also have so many averis. But he's saying, no, because you're muchen el ha-toyra, that's the machriya. That's why you get your olam haba. Ve'ein zeh rak mitzad shleimus b'riyusoy ba'atzmoy. Shehu muchen el ha-toyra, you're muchen el ha-toyra, lekach zoich el olam haba, and that's why you, a yid, is zoich el olam haba. Lefichach omar, that's why it says, the Mishnah says, Ratzakalish Baruch Hu, Lezakois Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give us Zuchuyos, give us in English they call merits. I need a better English word. Lefichach, here Belehem, Torah Mitzvahs, Shemash Yishlehem, Riboy Mitzvahs, Hu Zuchus Lehem Bevabe. Now, Vafilam Torah Kimash Moi. And look what he says in 42. He says, "What even if you say it says zechus shebaribay mitzvahs who machmas asiyah hamaruba hanitzrachas lehen." In other words, until now he said the reason is because of the fact that we're muchan el ha-toyra. Even if you want to say it's because of the ribay mitzvahs, okay, not because we're muchan for the mitzvahs. Back on top, like kashmir, it's not a problem. Shaharei ein loy mashite lehem maat mitzvahs. Don't say, so just give us a few mitzvahs. Why? You're not going to get a lot of reward for a few mitzvahs. That doesn't work. That's not a proper judgment. Why? You know, every single Beis Medrash you go to, every single Beis Medrash, and don't call me up, I found a Beis Medrash that doesn't have it. You know why? Because I'll tell you, it's not a Beis Medrash. Has a tzoyis in that Beis Medrash. They have the Avni Miluim in that Beis Medrash. They have a Shav Shmais in that Beis Medrash. Because the mechaber of the ksois, he was moise nefesh to write his perush. His ink froze on him. It froze on. That's how cold it was. It froze on his the saliva from his lips after he was over putting himself over the talus. That's how cold it was when he was learning. Was it in Russia, whatever it might have been, you know, in Europe over there? He had nothing. We're talking about an ani meduchak. He had zero, with less than zero. Hashem says, "You're mois nefesh for me." Every single Beis Medrash in the world, they learn exos. You learn sugyas. You learn exos. You learn avni miluim. You learn the shav shmeisa. Lefum tsar agra. According to the difficulty is the reward. Mikol shekain lefimash nizbar ki atoyru hutzaruf v'zikuch Yisrael. And this is a very important yisoid. The Torah and the Maral elaborates on this point. Is there to purify Klai Yisrael. Just like you have gold, you want to refine it. You have whatever it is, whatever you want to refine it, has to go through a refining process. The mitzvahs are to refine Klai Yisrael. Well, if you raiv a mitzvah, so tziyuf hazikach shalem. And according to the six tariag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, that is our refining process. In Kain, devadei ribay a mitzvahs toivu lehem. That's why more mitzvahs are better. What's he coming to answer? But you could do more averus. No, because more mitzvahs refine you better. And you're going to say, but you do averus. So you lose out. When you don't do the mitzvah, you get a punishment. Now listen to this. So he says, you know what? That would be correct if the Mishnah would say the following. If he would say, if he would have said, HaKadosh Baruch wanted Mezakeh Adam, that's a shayla. Why? She'esh she'ein zeh zchus l'adam. Might not be a zchus for Adam. However, it says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Mezakeh says who? Yisrael. Ki af im hoya yoyser toiv l'adam ha'prati, sheloya ha'ri mitzvahs. Because maybe for one specific individual, maybe specific individuals, because they might be doing more averus, it'd be better for them not to have so many mitzvahs. I got to do so many mitzvahs. If I only had a few, I could have been successful. I will leklal Yisrael. You hear the difference? Leklal Yisrael. Kvar amanu lemaylo beperek aleph ki kol ki klal Yisrael muchonim umsugol m'teira. Klal Yisrael are muchon m'teira. As we discussed, what are we here for? We're not here for the parnasa, as we discussed previously in the program. Hu yizbarach nois na teira leklal Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu gives the teira to who? To klal Yisrael as a klal. As a klal, we are muchon m'teira mitzvahs. Who's chus lehem? Echod, next column, paragraph, page. And if there's a yid, if there are some yidin, if there are many some yidin who are not doing the mitzvahs, the world is judged according to the klal. And klal Yisrael is judged according to the Torah mitzvahs mitzvah atzman. Meaning that for klal Yisrael, It is a positive. It is a source. Mikol shekein shein b'mitzius zeh hayochid shlo yohaya chofetz b'mitzvus. And even more so, that individual who does not desire the mitzvus is not taken into account. Ki dor ha-toyr omru na'aseh v'nishma v'ha-doris ha-boyim achreim oysu asher yoyimar shein chofetz eino nechshav min ha-mitzius. Because Klal Yisrael, which is at the parashas recently, said na'aseh v'nishma. And that includes for the future generations as well. And we know the famous Chavetz Chaim, which is kedai to mention, that there were yechidim of Klal Yisrael that said, no, I don't want the term mitzvahs. No, I'm not interested. And there were yechidim of the Ummah Sa'ilam who did say, yes, I do want the term mitzvahs. But their Ummah, B'derech Klal, said, nothing doing. I can't steal, I can't kill, I can't do anything usher. I don't want it. But there were yechidim. So, unfortunately, the yechidim in Klal Yisrael, throughout the generations, they get lost. They get lost. There are people who are no longer in existence anymore. Their families are gone. They're wiped out. And the other way around. And there are goyim who became yidden. And as the Chavetz Chaim explains, their neshama was screaming, "Nasev nishma," but no one heard. Did you say something? I didn't hear anything. So therefore, explains over here the Maral that for dori doris, forever and ever, we are yidden as a klal. And we are muchen Torah mitzvahs. Im kein the vade chofetz Hashem zakris Yisrael the ribay mitzvahs. And therefore, it's definite that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to zakris Yisrael, and that's why He gave us more mitzvahs. In conclusion, v'oid ki ikra peir shirasa Hashem Yisbarach. He says this is the main pshat. The zakris Yisrael haynu shirasa zakris Yisrael baal korcham. He wanted the mezakim baal korcham the ribay mitzvahs. Va'af im yesh lochush.
You
know, if we can take a term from a sugya, which I didn't see it brought down here, but it's a davar pashut, zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Ve'ein chavin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. You are allowed to merit something for someone, even not in front of him. You can do that for a person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our loving Father, says, zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Those who would ask, also give me less mitzvahs. As he said earlier, you can't get the same reward, you can't get the same benefit and schar for doing less when you have more and do more. It just doesn't work. As we said,
but there's no.
No, well, let's just finish the. Yeah, sure. And then they take a question comments. The Yizbara Perik Sha'achar Zeh. We'll discuss after this Perik. Ki ha-mitzvahs hein tziruf v'zikuch ha-odom. Very important Perik coming, Perik Vav. That the mitzvahs are to refine the person. V'yoyser yesh loy tziruf b'ribe ha-mitzvahs v'mashi yesh loy b'miyut ha-mitzvahs. And you'll have a better refinement. You go to the gym, you exercise once a month, you exercise once a week, you exercise every day. What's going to be better? In the proper way? Three times a day. There you go. Now you're talking. Okay? So you daven three times a day. Agav, totally not negated to our discussion here, but you just mentioned three times. I saw Ramesh Salaveshah Zichazal of Racha. He said like this. He said, why is Chazal so makvid that we daven with a minion? Why is it's a mitzvah derabban? Why is so makvid daven with a minion? So he said, because it's so beautiful. He says, what does it mean to accomplish? You have people who are working throughout the day, stop their work, and who are people working with? Are they always working only with Yidden? No, you're working with Goyim. Imagine there was no obligation to daven with the minyan. You're influenced day after day after day only by your surroundings, by the Goyim. Now, three times a day, we are told, daven with a minyan. Who's part of the minyan? Has to be a yid. Has to be 10, at least 10. So that's your connection. Isn't that beautiful? Let's finish it. Ki zeu ikr ma shenos na Torah mitzvahs. Shiu la'odom pu'ulois o'ma'isim. Asher mitzarefim nafsho yachor mis lazois ha'nefesh zach v'nivdol. That this that you have, the Torah mitzvahs, it is a focus on the nefesh. And of course, it separates us from the chomrius, from the physicality that we are, with the guf. V'im loikein, Meiser Adam in the Behema Ayin. If not, how are we better than animals, as Shlomo Melech asked in Kohelis? Meiser Adam in the Behema Ayin. If we don't focus on Torah mitzvahs, how are we any different than the donkey? Because we are also a physical being. And that's the battle of life. Is it the guf going to win, or is it the neshama going to win? How could this not be any clearer than we discussed? Ki riboy ha-mitzvahs heim zchus lo-odom. The riboy ha-mitzvahs is a zchus for the person. Ad shu dover poshut v'tachlis. There's like no question anymore to ask. We clarified this topic. V'hizbarach rotz l'zakos yisom. Kemoy ha-av shumiyaser u'moychiyach es benoy l'zchusa. Just like a father is moychiyach. I use the English translation of the word when I'll say it in different words, rebukes his son, or, you have to careful in this generation to say the word, right? Educates his child, right? Child shakes someone's hand, you look at the person's face. You look at his face, you know, face down. So the father tells the child, look at somebody. Just like a father does that, he educates his child, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is miyaser mechiach zbenoy lezchusa yivim haben oimer sheinechavetz bazeh. And the son says, no, I don't want to eat the vegetables. I told you, one of my children, he didn't understand, why did he have to eat supper tonight? He ate last night. Yeah, I ate last night. What did I eat tonight for? What are you doing to me? You didn't get that one yet, huh? V'kach, even if the child doesn't want, Hashem says, I know it's better for you. And you have to eat supper tonight also. V'kach, Hashem rots lezakos es Yisrael. And therefore, you know what? You said Shema last night. You can say Shema tonight as well. Because that's good for you. Lekach nosan Hashem, nosan loy, all mitzvahs. Kde lezakos b'yoyser. V'husra ha-shelo. We just clarified this question. Ma she'omru. Rots ha-kosh baruch hu lezakos es Yisrael. Fichach hir b'elom toy mitzvahs. Says the Maral. We covered this topic. And the Maral's understanding and an appropriate, lengthy, clear approach. Ratzakosh Baruch Lezakos Yisrael Lefichach Hirvulahem Torah U'Mitzvahs.